While new abortion measures in Texas are set to begin this fall, those opposed are expected to mount a legal challenge before then, saying they would place an undue burden on women seeking services. Part of the law requires an abortion provider to have admitting privileges at a local hospital. The vast majority currently do not, and Amy Hagstrom-Miller with Whole Woman's Health says it'll prove difficult for them to obtain privileges, for one, because some hospitals are owned by religious organizations.
And then secondarily, you've got the restrictions around the Women's Healthcare Medicaid program that says if any physician has a quote-unquote affiliation with abortion, they can't participate in the Medicaid program. So hospitals are nervous about granting abortion providers privileges because they're worried that they won't be able to participate in the Medicaid program.
Another measure that could be challenged in court is the one that says abortions must be performed at ambulatory surgical centers. Janet Kreps with the Center for Reproductive Rights says that requirement would force a lot of clinics to close, causing more danger for women, and it is unneeded since abortion is one of the safest medical procedures in the country.
The Supreme Court has said that the state can further its interest in maternal health only if the requirements are necessary and don't place a substantial obstacle in the path of women seeking abortions. So the ambulatory surgical center fails on both counts.
The ambulatory surgical center requirement is set to take effect next year. The others begin this October, including a ban on abortion after 20 weeks, which Kreps says also violates a Supreme Court ruling.
That the states can't prevent women from getting abortions prior to viability. And similar restrictions have been challenged in other states, and in two states have been held unconstitutional, and in another state, the court has issued a preliminary injunction saying that the law is likely unconstitutional.
Now, regardless of how the lawsuit plays out, Miller notes that clinics will continue to face attacks from those who want to see them shut down, such as the mailing sent to her staff offering them cash to turn whistleblower.
It is a very difficult environment to feel like you can provide care without getting worried. And some of our physicians are always worried that, is this patient a real patient? Is she a plant? You know, is she coming into the clinic with a camera? Is she recording what I say? Because all of these things have been done by our opposition.
Whole Woman's Health operates 5 clinics in the state and is the only provider within hundreds of miles for some women. And Miller says instead of restricting access to abortion, lawmakers should look at ways to reduce unplanned pregnancies. Governor Rick Perry says the new measures will give voice to the unborn and improve the quality of care women receive. For Public News Service, I'm John Michelson.